A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 2nd, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about moves by some South Africans to flush out foreigners in that country.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly right now at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also reach us right now on the internet. You can go to www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, go to www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com right now.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about violence in South Africa.
Some South Africans today attacked foreigners, shut down highways, looted shops in Turfontaine, Silverton, Malvern, Primrose, Jamestown, Angelo, Jeepstown, Pitt, Retief, Witbank, and Hillbro, and some other places as well. Several people were seriously injured in the violence targeted at foreigners. The irate South Africans demanding their jobs in the transport, hospitality, and other sectors are promising more fireworks on Tuesday, especially in Johannesburg.
According to Reuters, police arrested dozens of people in Johannesburg today. Police were unable to say what triggered the violence, although the high unemployment, widespread poverty and income disparities have all been blamed for recent disturbances and attacks on immigrants.
Gibbs also reports that pressure groups Mzansi Wetu and All Truck Drivers Foundation have vowed to flush out foreigners from South Africa, especially those working in the country without proper immigration papers. They have vowed to continue with the mass action until the government meets their grievances. Some foreigners are hitting back in Hillborough and other areas.
According to EWN News Group, Police Minister Bekele described the situation in Johannesburg Central Business District as a national emergency, noting that more police will be deployed to deal with the unrest tomorrow.
And there were skirmishes between South Africans and foreigners last week following the shooting to death of a local taxi driver over dangerous drugs being sold to locals. About 62 people were killed in xenophobic attacks in South Africa in 2008. In 2015, at least 7 people were killed in similar attacks on immigrants.
Ngibambe zulukandaba lingalithona njani lapha khona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Loke onke isidube njengoba lizwile sikhuluma kolapha lo Marvelous. Ye, lamuntu sixoxa ngakho ikhona okwenzakala kule South Africa. Sizwile ukuthi kulabantu abaningi abangazani bagijinyiswa khona ngale. Kube sokusithi ke izitolo eziningi zivaliwe imigwaqo njalo la ivaliwe. Kuvalwe nje konke lokho kwenziwa ngabantu abakunhlanganiso ezijeneyo abanye kuthiwa yi-All Truck Drivers Foundation. Kuzobuya labanye abathi abazithi imzansi wethu. Bakhala ngokuthi imisebenzi isithethwe ngabantu bokuza, njalo abantu bokuza bathengisa izidakamizwa. So bathi, sokwanele, lokho abasekufuni. Sixoxe labanye khona ngale kwele South Africa bathi, ye, khonokho okwenzakalayo kungazani kuyabasinda kakhulu. Ngakho ke laba bantu abavela emazweni abayenza konke khonokho kumele basuke baye lapho abadabuka khona. Kuzobuya endaweni njengeHillbrow. Sizwile ukuthi ke besokugijiniswana sibili phakathi kwabantu abadabuka kwamanye amazwe ogoqela beZimbabwe labeNigeria labanye nje abagcina bephindisela phela besithi lokhu kungeke kwenzakala ukuthi bashaywe kumbe babulawe bekhangele. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani khona ngapho lapha elikhona endaweni zonke ke ezijeneyo eJohannesburg langaphi ngapho ukuthi lijobheka ukuthi lokubona njani.
Aiwaku nao vachango vakupinda muchirongwa chedu che Live Talk tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro nhasi semuvuro kudai tiri kutarisa isu mhirizhonga iri kunzi iyo iri kuitika muSouth Africa pakati pezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa nezvizvarwa zvinobva kune dzimwe nyika dzinosanganisira Nigeria, Zimbabwe nedzimwewo dzemuAfrica. Tiri kunzwa kuti pane mamwe mapoka ari kuti iwo asi kufara nemabatirwo ari kuitwa vanhu munyika imomo uye zvevari kutorerwa mabasa nevanhu vanobva kuZimbabwe. pane pressure group inonzi Mzansi wetu ne All Truck Drivers Foundation iri kuti iyo ichange iri kuenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vachiburitsa vanhu vasina mapepa vanoita ivo zvekutyaira magonyeti kana kushanda mune mamwe mabasa. Saka ndo zvatiri kutarisa kuti imimi muri kupi uyezve kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei. Pane vamwe vambotaura kuti pane nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzanga dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzichiwanikwa dziine mhirizhonga nhasi. Nzvimbo idzi dzinoti Silvertone, Malvern, Primrose, Jamestown, Angelo, Gippstown, Pietretief, Witbank, neku Hillbro, nedzimwewo nzvimbo dziri kunzidzo kwanga kuine mhirizhonga yakawanda uyezve vanhu vanga vari kurohwa vamwe vachi pane dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kunzi kwapiswa ikwe mota dzevemanigerian vanga vane castles yanga iriko tiri kuona padande mutande zvichinzi mota dzapiswa. Asi pindai muchirongwa muchitiudza kuti imi kwamuri ikoko ndekupi uyezve kuti kwakamira sei. Kana muri kuda kuti tikufonere mubva manyora nhamba dzenyu, nekuti tambenge sakaisa post ipo pano tikaona vazhinji vachinyora vachiti tikufonerei. Saka tichange tiri kuedza kukufonerai kuti mutiudze kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri uyezve kuti zvii zvingaitwe. Vamwe vari kuchema-chemawo vachiti dai hurumende yekuZimbabwe yagadzirisa zvinhu vanhu vakwanisa kunge vachidzokera kunowana mabasa kumusha. Pane vamwe mai vatomboita live ipapa paFacebook vachiti ivo mangwana chai vari kumbokwira bhazi vaende kumusha kwemavhiki anoita maviri kuti zvinhu zvimboita zvichiita nani imomo muSouth Africa. Tinoda kunzwa kuti imi muri kupi pari zvino uyezve kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko. Kana muda kuti mutikufonerei, ibvai maisa nhamba dzenyu makanyora zvakare nemacode namba enyu kuitira kuti tikwanise kukubatai. Gibbs.
Yes, we talked to one of the guys who is in one of the pressure groups. He's in Johannesburg. Let's listen to what he said and then we've got a response from Dennis Juru. It's just a short audio. I think we can roll it out.
Vanhu vangu vachifungidzira kuti zvitange zvichiitika kune vemarorikete, asi tiri kuona kuti zvaakutoitika.
So that is Mr. Juru. I think maybe there was a little bit of a mix-up. So anyway, we talked to this guy. He was saying, you know, the primary thing here is that many people in South Africa are disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. So they want their jobs back. They are saying there are some foreigners who are actually occupying different kind of, you know, jobs that are supposed to be for South Africans. Mm-hmm. So they don't define exactly what is supposed to be South African and what's not supposed to be South Africans, South African kind of jobs. So then they're talking about truck drivers. Mm-hmm. They're saying if you are not a local person, don't drive a South African car. Mm. So they're saying all trucks belong to South Africans. But then, you know, employers have got a right to employ mm-hmm. who they think is competent to do that kind of a job. So I think there are so many of these things. And the other thing is on drugs. You still remember what happened last week in Pretoria, you know, so all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Saka kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, pindai muchirongwa muchitiudza kuti muri kupi uyezve kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko. Tinoziva kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvakawanda, asi ndiri kunzwa kuti tine muteereri wedu wekutanga regai tiende kwavari. Hello caller.
Hello, Simazwe, makasimba here?
Aiwa, takasimba. Zviri sei sei, muri kupi mukoma?
Ndiri Cape Town, ndakabuda muJoburg nezuru. Havacho vangu vangu vachakutaka kuratidzira ratidzira ipa pakaipa wena.
Saka zvii zvaiitika pamakabuda imomo muJoburg nezuru?
Vaingotaura kuti grini harisa kuti mudrive makraki muno muchichichi, but hey, zvavo maboys ndodrive hamu taxi. Ndifamba netaxi from Joburg Cape Town. Cape Town chimborova local mu Cape Town, but hey, hazvina kuti mbombera musha. Tingoporomiswa kuti hatichazowa, tichazowa, but hey, tingozvisa kuna Mwari. Ise kuno Cape Town hedu kuchakanyarara zvavo.
Saka nhasi mamboita mabasa here kwamuri ikoko, uyezve pavanenge vachitaura nemi apa mapurisa ari kuti chiine zviri kuitika?
Mapurisa hapana zvaari kudara zvavazombobatsira. Mapurisa anaitoziva kuti vanhu vanhu vatogadzira nyika yekuti mumboitawo mhepo zvinomaonera ndirikuita because vanozopindirana vanhu vatomboluta vaita sei vaita sei. Zvinotori ne hurumende muno maithink ine ndiyo iri kukoshedzera vanhu kuti vanhudii vapase zvinhu zvinhu zvevanhu nekuita sei noita sei, vozongopesa vozongouya vakunyepera kuti vanoda kubatsira bazira vatu vari vane vatanga dambudzimhirizhonga.
Saka hapana kana zviri kubuda pamatelevhizheni nezvimwewo here hurumende ichiti vanhu vasaite izvi?
Iri kubuda zvaichidaro, but pari zvinhu rine vanhu vakatofa, vanhu vakatonuza midziyo yavo nekuita sei, saka hazvibatsire chinhu. Ina hangu ndina advantage yuri ndo taura hangu kose muno mahavambo ndibate handu ndizvoni kuti vandi notisa hangu.
Imi advantage yenyu ndeichi sori taura izvona. Mati advantage yenyu ndeichi.
Ndo taura kose ndakambe ndakarora mukadzi muno.
Okay.
Advantage yenyu ndina.
Saka zvabatsira kuti makamborora mukadzi weimomo.
Zvabatsira apa ndikadzidza chimutaro chimutaro chavo chixosa but hai.
Okay, mira mbota ora na Gibbs, ambota ora ne mine tichosa chamuno ziva ichi Gibbs.
Yeah, usilile mpoetu.
Yeah, ndipilile ngosinjani wena kasi.
Hayi ngahle, akucho pelu kuti wena usile njani kuti bangakuhlasela. Wenze njani? Ah,
phone yakhe sorry. Yeah, I want to know. I think he will call back because he's very interested. He's saying that he has been able to evade a lot of confrontation because he speaks the language. He was married to a local woman.
Mm-hmm.
But here we have another caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, tusa ora nanu yezvemuri kupi?
Utara mkoma watu wari ku Cape Town.
Taura itinzwe mkoma.
Na mchikumbro tidae wa mnangago na wachamisaka. Wachirega utu wa mesera isuweri ushinjiwe Zimbabwe. Bwazi parishu na disisinagwe kutuzira. Kumika kwedi wano wari kupondwa. Kuno kusota wafika tu pondwa. Kisa kato manjira kuku. Watu gajiroo nika taona kujoka kumika kwedi.
Aiwa mashoko makuku tu tunoshuwira kuti vacha zvinzwa ivo vachamisa. Na vamunangagwa chikumbiro chenyu chamapa kuti dai vagadzirisa nyika. Taura yenyu mashoko yenyu kupedzisira kwakamira sei ikoko uyezve muri kunyatsofila here kuti muri safe kwamuri ikoko.
Kwatiri izvi zviri kutotona kuchiri nani but kana zvinhu zvatotanga kudaro sio tinotanga kungobatirwa hana maoko because tinenge tisingazivi kuti vari kuno vati vachafungawo sei.
Aiwa mashoko makuku kuti tinokutendai chaizvo kola muve nezita zuva rakanaka.
Maita zvinhu.
There's a caller there, he's saying he's in Cape Town and his wish is for the President Emmerson Mnangagwa and the MDC President Nelson Chamisa to get into dialogue and try and reach a solution. That's what he's saying.
But okay.
Over to you.
Yes, so we've got some people who are actually posting messages right now here. And one of them is Msunduzwa Ndlovu, utikona udlame lukho nampela. So he's saying there's rampant violence. And Francis Smanda Matunuga writes, Baza katala kotwa eibro, lapa ngeke kulunge, bazo kitima ngempela. So he says, well, they can do whatever they want, but in Hillbro, they'll face something there. So he's promising some fireworks. Then Inon Lovu says, laba bantu, kapakaba ngishe masuwa zutubenzani. Uke mensilai umzola, utu ube mtembo, uti kutif ni mbasarazi ye unjani kwa napo laba kona. Apion, nilea, uti ya kunzi mawafoetu. Lo Francis Spanda, uti mkala limfonele. Skumbuzo mlalazi, utu usata nesetule e playground, ezo nilea kone South Africa. So he says there's some kind of evil spirits in South Africa now. So that's according to Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Tim Tabangane Utamachono Tube, what do you have there?
I have on VOA Facebook Sharma page, we have a lot of comments. In fact, starting from the morning, there's Flex Luxman Dasha. Arkuti, so far so good here in Northern Cape. Mepo, I said, yes, Shika, Disciple Gilson, Madani Rans, Africa. Iri kuitwa dividing neva pambe pfumi. Tafi Mataga, kuti mambo ndifonera, please call me again. Richard Pese, anzi ndifonere iwo, and he gives us his number, Lazarus Juga. And I'm watching you from Johannesburg, Tafi Mataga giving us his number again. Anyways, Mahoyo, kuti please call me, I'm in Joburg. Elvis, Masuka, Chanyuka, anzi ndifonere iwo. Tudzei kwa muri, please, kuitira kuti tichiite nyore pakufona. Clive Machekano, and I'm watching you from Zimbabwe. Courtney, maybe Courtney, ndiye watambofona. Anzi 40, anzi foni yava yadambuka, mundiregerero, ai wata, zvinzwisisa. Elvis Chanyuka, I'm watching you from Cape Town South. Disciple Madaniro, kuti bato reDA ndiro riri kuziva zvese izvi. Hlayana Machive, aripano arikuti tifonere, taurai shoko Ncube. And I'm live watching you here in Johannesburg. I want to chingamiza it. Anyway, mahoyo altifone rutendo marufu. And maswera seiko pa Studio 7. Taswera shakanaka kana muda kupinda mshurungwa. Nyura ikuwa muri ni namba zenyu. Maka isa shakari code namba zenyu. Tukufonele Terence Naro. Anzi maswera seiko shaka oma. Nasi kuno ku South Africa. Elvis King masuku. Arkuti God will help us. Brighton Tom Wana. Anzi ndifonele Terence Naro. Mm-hmm. Patricia Sibanda Burawa. Anzi maswera seiko vakoma. Shaka oma zvirikuno ndakateerera ndiri muJohannesburg. I think you have a caller,
yeah,
so
we've got a caller. Princess Butle Ntini, kunjani Butle Ntini? Sabona
yebo, unjani Msakazi?
Ngiyaphila, unjani lapho khona?
Hayi, ngikunqengisa Msakazi, ekunzima manje ngoba lento siyaqala lana eHillbrook khona lana, and manje vele sekunzima ngoba labantu bakithi labo sebelisana nabantu labo.
Akwethusi khona kuma
ayethusa vele khona pha kusevalweni kakhulu ngoba thina siyibona into esiyitshayelwayo ngoba phela laba abantu abafuni nokusebenza. Abafuni ukusebenza, bona abafuni ukudla mahara nje. Eyi, hayi vele manje khona lana nje igqo sekuqalile vele, and manje abantu bakithi labo sebehlomile, bathi bathisele impahla omalayithi ekuseni, manje bathi labo sebehloma. Yho, kunzima Msakazi.
Kuthiswe ngaphi impahla zabo malayithi?
Lapho bathwalela khona irenki yabo malayithi eseyopu.
Kuyabheda khonapho?
Kuyabheda vele manje, akusela mntu ohambayo. And into ebuhlungu ukuthi abanye bethu manje basemsebenzini ema-restaurant batshayise ebusuku, asazi ukuthi bazophepha kanjani.
Hayi, lihlale indoze enxeke yabangcono ukuthi nxa ngaphuma ngaphandle.
Khona but ngoba phela kumele siye emsebenzini lathi.
Hayi, siyakuza ntombi. Manje ubona zani pho kuyaphela njani khona?
Khona nje iSouth Africa yona imele ikhulume labantu bayo ngoba kunje iSouth Africa layo iyathola isizwe kwamanye ama-African country, we are one nation. Kumele nje kukhuliswane, u-understandane.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ntombi yami.
Entini
mama, sibonge kakhulu ngathi nokusasa.
Hayi,
yes, tatu babu lakhe Jabangu. Jabangu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, ungaphi khona?
Ya, mina ngikhona la e-Standerton, ngiseMpumalanga.
Kume njani? Kume njani lapho?
Kufesi, ngiyaphetha, kufana nami nje njengoba ngikhuluma nami manje, ngishisele imoto emini.
Because
umsindo wona bowungakadumiso, but ngathi sozoqala because imoto yona usha seyishile. Ukukhuluma bayakhuluma bathi bona thatha umsebenzi wabo senzani 1, 2, 3, but uma ungathi uyobheka inkinga yala bantu abafuni ukusebenza, and umsebenzi esiwuyenzayo thina special mina angeke baqale bathi bayawuyenza.
Umsebenzi onjani
nje manje babhizi basilwisa.
Umsebenzi onjani lo okhuluma?
Mina ngumuntu okuthengisa, ngithengisa ama-veggie, ngihamba ngithengisa ngemoto. Bangishisele imoto ina 2 months ngithengile. Khuluma nje inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu.
Ah, sorry mfowethu. So manje ubona zani uzayenza nxa ukhona popo? Imoli inga?
Sorry?
Imoli yakho ingaphi? Umndeni wakho? Abantwana?
Bakhona la.
Labantwana bonke?
Bonke nje, bakhona khona la.
Yebo, bakithi. Uvela kuliphi lokuthi kobulawayo?
No, ngiseharara.
Oh, yebo phela. Hayi, phose lokugcina ba.
No, sengimane ngiyasho nje ukuthi kumele kuqaphele because nje imbi iqala noma yinini bekunganakanga, because njengami benginganakanga njenganamhlanje bengingazi ukuthi ngiyogcina ngisimo esinje. Mara ekugcineni ngikuleso simo kumele siqaphele because akuhlalanga mnandi njengoba sihleli, so kunzima for kubi.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa.
So kumele sibheke la sihamba khona ukuthi nje ngamani suke noma yinini kunjalo.
Hayi, kunjalo baba. Hayi, silethemba lokuthi lizaphepha bafowethu sizovele ibulale khona ngapho. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ungene kuhlelo.
Okay, no, nami ngiyabonga.
Yeah, okay, no, papa. So he says his new car was bent and he lost a lot of things. So he's a vegetable, you know, seller and all those kind of things. So,
where, in Johannesburg?
Yeah, just outside Johannesburg.
Oh, okay, we have a caller. Hello, caller. Ehe, makadi, tukutora nani uye shemur kubi?
Usara kata sonjo, akendrugu zoni, kukumumisensu
ntaki. Taura iti nzgo, kwa kamira sehi huku?
the area of Blara, everything is quiet, but we just a few kilometers away from this. Vangavachiluta, our foreign owned attack shops, anything to do with foreign. And then when it comes to Johannesburg, you know, it's potent because the whole of Johannesburg from, actually it started yesterday. There's a place called Julius in a place called Malvin. There was a fire on one of the, you know, those old designated buildings. And then, so when the firefighters were busy trying to take out the fire, people took advantage and they started looting the nearby shops. I didn't choose whether it was a foreign or local currency, which had been set short right and anything. And then today in the morning, it spread the wall of Johannesburg into the CBD, the main tech range, MTN, Brie, and all over. So at the end of the day, foreigners started to retaliate, and then it became a war. But what surprised me, it was in the CBD. But there was a lot of toys. So I think these foreign people, they are using trains, because train is the cheapest part of the transport in South Africa. Most of them, they don't pay. They just jump in. So I think they brought some toys. Because Panga Panga, they were one day Matombo. And I say, man, I'm a foreigner, Zangao. That's why I'm going to like Nigerians, Zimbabweans, Malawians, whoever. One side and these locals and on the other side. And then, you know, when there's a chaos like this, most people, they take advantage, and then criminal activities are starting to happen. Because this is no longer about xenophobic attacks or whatever. It's just criminal hate. Because I saw some guy when you hear a castle, there's no way you can have a castle which is illegal, not registered or whatever. They burnt all the cars. More than 50 to 20 cars were burnt. So you can imagine the situation. I'll advise whoever, especially Zimbabweans, just to stay indoors, because walking around in this time, even during the day, is not a safe thing to be.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Mukomari Gaitsori. Vamwe vari panhare mugaro kure nemoto musawanikwe muchizobatanidzirwa mumhirizhonga. Asi ndikunzwa kuti namukoma Richard vari paline. Hello, mukoma.
Hello, makadii tetemazvo?
Tiri wadi. Tiri kutaura nemi, muri kupi uye zvekwakamira sei?
Ndiri ku South Africa, kuMpumalanga.
Ehe, kwakamira sei kuMpumalanga?
KuMpumalanga, in terms of violence, kuchirinana, particularly in violence. Asi tichiona zvangachiita kunana Prince Jube kuti matraka anga tichisa ndangoonawo panews. Then ndangaitaura nemwe friend yangu mupurisa umwe nomusouth Africa kuma6 manera naye.
Vari kuti chii?
Ari kuti government iri kuronga kuti ise mamwe mapurisa anongomira nemaforeina achibata vanenge vasina mapepa, vakafungidzira kuti haina mapepa akakwana vabate vanhu vavatisere kumusha. Pakaesha pakatoipa.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu chaizvo. Tinokutendai.
Tinotenda tetema.
Bhabhai.
Slo baba ke ufana Mlalazi. Mlalazi kunjani? Halo, Mlalazi? Iko ngazal tungo lakhe ngani uyabaleka. Ifana Mlalazi uyangizwa lapho khona? Ngani ucingo? No, ucingo.
Rega itinde ba mchanyuka varipo. Halo, ba mchanyuka makadi?
Muri sei tetemaze.
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Muri kupi uyezve, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Go Cape Town. Inyaya yakaoma tiri kuona iri kuitika muJoburg. Tinotokurudzira kudai hurumende yemusouth Africa yakwinisa kutora matanho kune vanhu vari kuita zvinhu zvakadai, uye hurumende yekuZimbabwe dai yakwanisawo kutibatsira. Zvinozoitika ndezvekuti vanozotora action kana vanhu vachinge vafa vakawanda, because vanhu avo vari kuita vachibhana vanhu kuti hanzi matraka apa vanhu vekunze avafanira kutora mabasa ekudriva matraka muno South Africa, yet matraks awa anopfuurwa nemuZimbabwe. So So mutemo unofanira kutogadzwa iwoyo kuti nekukurumidza kuti kana vadaro hakuna rimwe truck richapfuura neboda rinonga richibuda kuSouth Africa nekuti zvinhu zvakaoma kuti nyika irarame yakazvimirira isina vamwe vanhu vanoibatsira vedzimwe nyika. Kuno kuCape Town zvako kuchakanyarara but takutongogara tichitya nenyaya yekuti kana vanhu vacho vatanga zvemusindo havagumiri panzira vanowanzokubata masitizi akaita semahombe anaCape Town, Durban, Johannesburg nana Pretoria. So tichitoro kutotyawo izvozvi zvekuti we never know, otherwise vanogona kungotangawo kunoko.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu chaiwo, uyezve toti mugare makatarisira kuitira kuti zvinhu zvisakubatewo ikoko.
Aiwa, tinotenda chose muvenezvakanata.
Thank you so much. So our caller is from Cape Town. He's saying that it's slightly quiet over there, but he believes that anything can happen because once it starts in Johannesburg, it normally ricochets to places like Cape Town. So he says he's just cautiously waiting to see what's going to happen.
Let's take Nkululeko Gumbi. He's on the line. Gumbi, kunjani? 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 Nyapilungapho konapho Gumbi.
Ngisa Port Elizabeth.
Iye, kunjani Port Elizabeth?
Hayi, ngapha kusase isimo sase right baba. Ngingathi mhlawumbe ngoba sisezwa nje into uba ayisihambi kahle ngapha ngasekhona.
Wena wenzani? Utshayela izimoto?
Hayi, angitshayeli izimoto nje. Into engiyenzayo sisebenza nje kuma construction company into ezifana zona lezo.
Aha. Kuyasebenzeka pho kumbe akusasebenzeki khona manje?
Hayi, kuyasebenzeka impela bekungakabi nankinga mpela. Hayi, asibe singakaboni lutho mpela esingalinike ukuba khona. Mhlambe ngingasho ukuba hayi kukhona into esike ebambekayo engingayisho. Zonke siyizwela nje kude lezi zigameko ezingathi azikho right yam.
Pho-ke wena ubona zani konke lokho kuyaphi? Wena umbono wakho?
Eyi baba, ngingasho ukuba mpela yikuhlupheka lokho esinako njengamanje because asinanto esinokuyenza because isimo vele sibi ngoba noma singaze sithi sibheke ekhaya but still kuvele kuyadeda nakhona ngoba nawe uyazi ukuthi isimo vele sinjani.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu, sibongele kakhulu Gumbi.
Yebo baba.
Okay, papa. So Mr. Gumbi is in Port Elizabeth. Says, of course, that side is quiet, and works in the construction industry. I'm told we've got to Baba Shoko Kwenye. Baba Shoko Kunjan. I think maybe I'm not sure.
Makadi Baba Shoko.
Yeah. Yeah, Pila Kunjan, Mama.
Spill it away, Pila.
Trip it, Makadi, Mama.
Eh, Kwakadi, Kwekoko, Baba Shoko.
Pila, Baba.
Eh, but munoda kutaura nechirudzi. Tiburi kugoda zvese.
Ndinokwalifaya zvese, zvese sister.
Saka regai titange muzoenda hedu kuna brother redu. Muri kupi?
Ndingatina nhasi ipo.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri muJoburg chaiko mukati chamuri pafenda pachona. MuJoburg. Joburg.
Titsangu nangu reusi kwakamira sei kuJoburg kwamuruku.
KuJoburg tete hana kumira zvakanaka kubva makuseni kusvika konodoka. Hai, vamwe tapunyuka nepaburi chaivo rekono chaiko chaiko, saka hazina kumira zvakanaka.
Munoita mabasa ei kuJoburg uko?
Tinoshanda ikoko kuJoburg kare sisi kutibude tinde kumabasa chaiko chaiko, tatadza chaiko chaiko.
Ehe.
Nekuti vakomana ava hai zvazvakaipa kwakwa kudzoserwana kwakupoterwana, vamwe vane futi vamwe nemane hondo yachaandisiranda ndamboona nhasi sinzi ndakanzwa nezvechizinofobia but hai zviri kunoku zvadarikidzisa. Hachikumbi chikuru chekuti dei tatagonerwa kuti tichabatsirwa kuti kwedu kana kunyika odekwa kwanaka vakomana tadzokera kumusha, nekuti zvataona kana kuti zvatatichiona zvazvakaipa, nekuti achikatasa zvisina mabalkoni. Maapotirwa munhu kwafira munhu pamberi peflete sangu pasi peflete ndakaona nemazi wangu nevhidhiyo ndachitoiwa zvitoshuta tepasi. Hakuna kumira zvakanaka, dei vanga vapira kana government yekunosouth Africa yabatsira nepainogona napo kuti vanhu dei vanga vazamawo kuavoida kufa kwevanhu before vanhu vasati vafa vakawandisa, nekuti hai hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Chero manherano aya hai ukungofamba kwakuchina munhu akakwanisa kuenda kufamba pasi, nekuti hauchazivi kuti chati zinofobia kana kuti kwawo matsotsi vakutora advantage ipapo, zvatiri kuona zvihombe chete.
Mataura imi kuti pane munhu wamawana achifa pamberi peflat yenyu pamamuri makagara muchitarisa zviri kuitika. Vapfurwa here chichaitika?
Vanga vapfurwa munhu vapfurwa uye ana kupfurwa nepfuti yanga isiri pfuti. Chaitika ndechekuti vanga vari pamaflat vanga vakupotsera vari pasi vabetsera vekunzi. Ndingati vakabatana vekubomuzimbabwe kana kuti all mamani vekunzi kwenyika. Vari mumwe mukutsvaga mabasa inga ane nzira yakaita seitete but tata kubetserawo nevanenge vachirwisana navo mumaflat nekuti achitya kuburuka pasi vanga vachipota nemabwe soti zvitsinha munhu yarohwa nechitsinha from zvadibva muflat tabva tamurova musoro vakira ipapo tamenge achipotserwa navo nachidzingirirwa ipapo kusi kuti munhu akwadzo anga ari musouth africa according to kana kwandaita.
Aiwa, ramba makabata Gibbs, I don't know if you want to speak to me. He speaks in Ndebele, he's saying that he's actually in the heart of Joburg where it's happening.
Yeah, Baba Shoko, sizwa kutwake iwe namba kute mbicha na kunapo. Kuwa mbencha mshoko?
Ai, Baba kwa kunga manga kase pitike, sivyo kunga manga kase. Usu kutisikati sa mwuti spo mese M7 zini, siyo kibela kuna matex, siyo tisyo kata wana na matex. Maafiti siya puma, abaya kamuga, bavimbele koni, nukutuliyo nga bonu nga pambili. Bandi babaleka, useko shuwa kutu babaleka kona hii. Maafiti siya atizini kupeka, kuseki vila mateksi, CM7. Hai, kwa banzi magakulu, saa punyuga nginche, lenzi magakulu, sesubisi ya kichi, masubi ya mafleti ni koni. Nesu siya haya ni taxi fire, kutu ma upa, lase koni, kutu asiambisi, kuseki vila kwenye ndao, ati iba ngono kona, upano kungena nga paka te topi, ngowa bekunzi, mabuko wala kutu kushasela koni. Mama po isa kichi, mayo vimba, kulele saiki, labandu basata kulele kwenye saiki, yang soli kutu nchimba.
Yes, kutuwa mapoli za habu gela kupe?
Baba ilelo ni ngabe likini sogota inte ni boni ili kasega sisi ya bonga ama polisa South Africa nga hizwa lento ngila lele konge baba ama polisa tebuga nga hizwa tebuga la bandu tebe tuwega leo ntobe khamba kunye vesebe katele baba ngoba vesebe bazi mba ngato kukale ngato bazi mba ngato kukale ngato ogunye vesebe 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 kona labaka tebuna ma South Africa maesi ulo ogubona kwa mina ma nkuruma ikini iso ngoba nchandu kukuliminte nga ibonanga hiko nabati inga baba yekela ngoba bebise ngoba lebe South Africa ma itibawa kuza ibanga banale lama polisi inga ya logu timsa umbe bapetu kutibona bafezo ni maguwe nchoni hiko atibanga ma polisa Africa ayesisi sanja koni lapha kumoshaka la kakhulu amaphoyisa azangabukeli bekuyilezo ndawo ngamakhona namakhona ukunyingeke ukufakazela ingekuphike ngoba bengakubonanga lokho engikubonile amaphoyisa bezama ukulisa okusemandleni ukuthi abazangabambaza qini ngabe ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe sikhuluma nezidumbu eziningi kakhulu ngabe ziphansi baba.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu shoko, sinethemba lokuthi liza pepha khona apho engozini le.
Hayi, sesiyokubekela enkosini baba.
Iya, siyabonga kakhulu shoko.
Siyabonga kodwa ngabeke lami.
Okay, let me take. I think we have another caller. Yeah, hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Vanaro Makadi, you? Tiriwadi Muru. Tiriwara ne Muri pa iko asi Muri mukombi. Alright. Ehe, zvakamira sei? Muri kudrive mune route inenda kupi muchibva kupi?
Apa ndiri kubva ku Cape Town ndienda ku Durban, via Bloemfontein.
Ehe, zvakamira sei?
Kutanga ku Cape Town, Cape Town hazvina kufeni pambotinetse. Vanga kune varume vairi vanga vachipisa motikari. Vanga vachipisa matraki. Only two guys.
Saka imi muri kuti taurai.
Okay. Chikumbiro kana kuti ne message yandinoda kutumira kune vanhu verudzi rwekwedu.
Taurai tinzwi.
Especially vanhu vekwedu ngavarege kuprovoka vanhu vemuno fani ni kutara kudivani wani usindi andi kwa kwa mnu umandi ya kutu kino shangi kwa sema donji kwa shangi kwa sema haji kwa mnu umandi kwa kwa kudiri dawa waka zilamba izozo kwa nilipeke wa nmarani ya pulawa chitila nmarani nungo and which of which you is sure to garage and another never knew what it was going to be. But it is running in the market, but it is not going to be done.
I want my shock of my cuckoo 200.
Nothing, and you are no question about it. Regarding my numbers, I'm about to make you the head of my language.
It's our writings with Ebra Gibbs. Ikhuluma isindebele.
Yes, siyakuzwa mfowethu, khuluma ngizwa ba.
Alright, bhuti, kunjani bhuti wami?
Ngikahle, wena unjani?
Hayi, right. Hey, ngicela ukuthumela umlayezo wana abantu bakithi.
Ye.
Bangazijukeli abantu basemidani. Ukubatshela ukuthi ngabani ngamabhida, ngobabi ngamabhida. Abantu abavelaphi bazame ukubeseka ama-rights wabo.
Yeah, so by 7 that's what you're doing,
eh?
Yeah. I see about a courier for 200 looks at, eh? Yeah, so we've been listening to some audio, you know, in which some people are claiming that South Africans are lazy. I mean, it sounds like a statement that is maybe a little bit wayward because not everyone is lazy.
I think that's what the caller is trying to say, that, you know, for people not to escalate the temperatures that are already high, maybe some of these statements shouldn't be repeated. But interesting take there coming from a Zimbabwean truck driver. He's saying he's actually, you know, en route right now, and he had an incident in Cape Town where two gentlemen stopped the car. But he's saying some of the things, it's not even about xenophobia. It's really about people that are now, you know, wanting to rob and to take, you know, whatever is on the truck. They take the truck to the high-density areas and loot. So there's an element there of all people taking advantage of the situation.
Yes, we've got Mr. Spanda. Osakungwani, Baba Spanda, kunjani?
Niyaphila kunjani ba?
Niyaphila mtawini. Ungaphonga kona kona.
Ya, mina ngiyaphila hipro
ba. Ye, kunjani hipro kona?
Hayi, isimo sakhona simanga kahle impela baba kusase kubi.
Tshela mina.
No. Hayi kusase kubi impela kodwa ke hayi sina sisaphephile lapha ekhona.
So sibone
ezindawo ez.
Yes, sibona abantu be sibona abantu bephosa isitina ngama wind lapha, ngama fastel beku right.
Yeah, kithi manje lapho bebephosa phela abantu labo bezama ukuziphindisela ukuthi la abantu bengangeni kakhulu ngoba vele la e-Hillbrow ngikhuluma iqiniso. Hayi lapha bengalimali impela ngoba hey lapha akuthambanga la.
Shuwa phela.
Akuthambanga. Inkinga nje yalabo abantu ukuthi masi khangelisisa kahle lento leyo sokuyibusela lento asebeyenza. Akuseyiyona le. Ngoba mina kahle kahle bengazi ukuthi kuthiwa i-strike sama-truck. So manje mase bengena emashopu bethatha izinto, bethaya abantu, siyabona ukuthi sokuyibusela lo.
So khonapho abantu labo khonapho ngizokuthiwa bebephethe izibhamu. So besongani sokudutshulwana, eh?
Ya, khona besokunjalo impela ngoba na phela angeke uzuvume la ukuthaya umuntu ongamazi. Njalo akwethi umuntu othathele omunye umuntu umsebenzi lana umuntu uzokumthathela kanjani umsebenzi ngoba awufiki lapha asebenza khona ukuthi iphuma mina ngisebenzi. Inkinga yabantu balana ama-South Africans, they are very lazy, abafuni ukusebenza, bafuna into zamahhala. Manje angithi sijwayele ukuthi thina siyazenzela. So yingakho sifika lapha sichathe sisebenze sizenzele ngoba siyazi ukuthi lapho esiphuma khona kunjani angithi. Bona manje abafuni ukusebenza, bafuna ukusebenza, bafuna into zamahhala. Nomsebenzi onzima kabawufuni, bafuna umsebenzi olula. Umuntu wakhona engasebenza namhlanje ngahola sasa kabuye emsebenzini.
Ye kodwa sizwile abanye phela Spanda. Lo munye umuntu wakusanda ukukhuluma lapha esithi ama-South Africans akukutsho ukuthi wonke alazy. Ungabe kulabanye sibili ongazijayela kumbe uzijayela isibharara sakho ungayi emsebenzini into ezinjalo yabona. So uti abantu bonke ukuthi uti baleni ngizwe la uzithi South Africans are lazy inxa ngakubeka ngendlela ngani ingconywana ngakubeka kanjani bona
ya khona uyazi ukuthi phela angithi kufana nokuthi manje bakhuluma ngama drug dealers
yes
ukuthi kunama manager athengisa ama drugs akusiyo wonke ama manager athengisa ama drugs kodwa ngithi manje mase bekhuluma bathi ama Nigerians abasho ukuthi some of them bathi ama Nigerians
konjalo
siyabona ehe so yingakho la ngibukela ngaleyo ndlela yebo khona isikho ukuthi yibo bonke abalezi most of them abafuni vele ukusebenza bafuna nje into zamahhala khona ukuthi uthiwa kuyahola imali zamagranti kathola imali bangazange bayisebenzele yizo lezinto abazifunayo athole leyo mali ayetshwaleni angathola utshwala nje kuye sokuright siyabona
hayi siyakuzwa
manje yiliphi ithiyo eliza kumela khona lokhu ukuqhatha abantu abanjalo and angithi yabona khona lawo amashopu like njengoba manje namhlanje ongalashopu evuliweyo right ama owners ama shop lawa bazomvuma na ukuthi okay khona manje let's say lento iyadonsa inyanga yonke abasebenzi bazahola ini bengazange basebenze khona ukuthiyo lizavuma ukuthi uholise umuntu li engazange asebenze
kuyahlupha kuyahlupha
khona ngabe kuthwabe kunendlela engayenziwa mhlawumbe kutshelwa abantu banikeze inotice guys sinika up to idate so yike selihambile hayi ukuthi kuvele kuthayo abantu nje
hayi siyabonga sibonge
yebo baba
hayi sibonge kakhulu sibili tungene sibili kwehlelweni ungadinga kusasa sibanda
okay hayi nami ngiyabonga baba
yeah so he actually said that some South Africans are lazy like you know that other guy said no cannot use that kind of description so but he ended up saying of course if there is some drug dealing, they say it's Nigerians, but not all Nigerians.
Not
do that.
Qualifying them.
So he ended up saying maybe some South Africans.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we have two callers that are waiting, so let me just jump in. And hello, Shamiso.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Tumsora ne murukupiko sister, we are she. Tipe ofungwazi.
I'm going to
I want the word is steric. Muri papi kuku Johannes speak. Kwaka mirasi.
Ndizi kumalven, kunoi kumalven.
Ehe, tazu wakuti kumalven do kumwe kwanga kuru kupisa zizi rukui tike iko.
Aiwa kwa pisa kwa zinondi. Misati tui, wapisa pepu, wapisa rasel. Rasel, zino chenge sati sandwich. Ah, tui ya jeno to, wapisa, wamosha. Zinondi, misati tui. Zvimwe vanga vachitora nemota vachienda vachisiya vapisa kuti inini pfungwa dzangu handifungi kuti vari kuda kuti maforeigners vaende kana iri nyaya yemaforeigners vari kudii kusunga vasina mapepa zvacho ko maforeigners nokuzopisa mashopu zvinolinga pasi ndosani pfungwa dzangu kuti inzira yekuba chete because vapisa futi game mutaunu and then kana kuti isusu maforeigners tivhure kana akaunti haibvumi munotoshandwa nevanhu vemunochete saka vaipisirei zvinokwana papi mashops nemaforeigners
zvomuziro
wangu iwowo kuti kana vasingadi maforeigners ibasa remapurisa kusunga munhu asina mapepa handiti seni ndine mapepa anondi chindishande muno kana munhu achishanda asina mapepa anofanira ngavasunge munhu kwete kumosha kwavaita uko
saka ikoko sister Sharon nhasi maenda here kumabasa zvakamira sei pari zvino iye zvinezvi muri papa
inini ndaenda zvangu kubasa sezvo ndakurumidza kuenda handina zvangu problem yandaona because havasipinda mudzimba asi nokufamba kwenguva nokuti vanhu vanoba vachapinda mudzimba apa vauraya mashopu akawanda sisamazi
ko mapurisa ambowanikwa achibuda here vachienda kunzvimbo idzodzo
mapurisa emunomu haana simba rakanyanyisa nedzimwei dzenguva kana wakanyatsopesa unotoona kuti mapurisa aya asi anoshanda nevanhu
sei madaro
nokuti kuti nditi mapurisa chaiwo kumusha uko tinoshora zvedu kuti mapurisa anorova vanhu but muno muntu munyatsona kuti mutemo wacho uri muvanhu hausi kumapurisa vanhu vanotorohwa mupurisa akamira apa naivo mapurisa achona they are very corrupt andinoona vano ukapinda mutauri usina mapepa uchingori nemari unotora apa votodya voenda mukona corrupt
aiwa pakaoma sitso saka mangwana muchaita sei manje zvanzi zvinopera rini kwezvi
izvazvi nokutaura kuti zvinopera rini zvinhu zvakangooma upenyu hwedu huri mumaoko tiri kungorarama zviri siye but dai hurumende yazama kumiririra vanhu kana vachida kusunga vanhu vasina mapepa vosunga voendesa chi vanhu vasina mapepa manigerians yachova vari kuti vari kutengesa madrugs vanopinda sei because nigeria inoshandisa ndege kakupinda muno musouth africa so my question is vanopinda sei paairport nemadrugs vavanozouya votizo nemanigerian anotengesa madrugs vambopinda sei
aiwa chokwadi muri kutaura mashoko makuku to sister patience uyezve muri kukandirwa mahats nemalikes panapa vanhu vari kufarira zvamuri kutaura apa Facebook page yedu hanzi Shamiso is a true caller and disciple madanire vari kukubhigai apa asi tokutendai sister tinenge tichingokubatai mukupindirana kwezuva nekuti mangwana tinenge tichiendeza mberi tichitarisa kuti kwamuka kwakadii ikoko mugare aiwa tinokufonerai mangwana tigonzwa kuti kwakamira sei
mirare zvakanaka
allright rega tore mumwe caller gives us another caller hello caller
hallo mahadi
tiripo asi taurisai mukoma muri kupi
ndiri kucape town Kraaifontein
ehe taurai tinzwi kwakamira sei ikoko
ha kuno Kraaifontein kwakanyarara zvedune zvino ndokatikamborisa messages nevamwe sisa vanzi paida mwoyo vakapisirwa mumba kunonzi Delft
ehe hanzi zvava zvaita sei
ha handisi kuziva hatina unzi wangu chikonzero chakaita tovapisirwa mumba kuti message yatikangorisisa pane imwe WhatsApp group yatinayo iri muno mucape town
hanzi vakatopisa vakakuwadzwa here zvakafamba sei
avanhu vakatopisirwa mumba kusvika ndibva vatokutofasha iko vakangozotorwa kutoenda kumochari vakamendezva chikonzero changa chiri cheko
aiwa nematambudziko tino toti matambudziko kwamuri saka imishuviro yenyu ndeyei dai vekuzimbabwe vanga vakateerera vehurumende maida kuti chii
chatinotokumbirawo government yedu danga kuri kuti vari vanhu vanechido nezvo vaigona kumbowanawo zvimwe makana vangatitorerawo kugovernment yesouth africa kuti izive kuti kuuya kwatakaita muno musouth africa hatizi tese takauya tiri mabhodha jambasi vamwe vanotori nemapame tinotora nemauti mupemite kuti inonibvumira kuita basa muno musouth africa ende tinobvumirwa kupinda kubhodha zvekudanga iye south africa yacho ichiziva kuti haisi kuda maforeigners nei ingada se isiri kutibvumira kupinda kubhodha kusouth africa
aiwa mashoko makuku to hanzvadzi tinokutendai chaizvo so my two callers there they you know the last one is just saying that he feels that if South Africa doesn't want foreigners, they should stop them from getting in because, you know, some of them are working there legally. But his wish is that the government of Zimbabwe also makes sure that its citizens are protected in South Africa.
And the sister was really...
Oh, yes, the sister was on fire. She is literally saying she's in the thick of things. And she said she witnessed two of, you know, the major stores where she lives. She says they were burnt down and people were looting and taking away furniture. So she feels that it's not about xenophobia anymore. It's looting. So which is what the other truck driver was saying from Cape Town. So it's now combined that people are probably blaming xenophobia, but it's also some kind of, you know, looting and people just, you know, taking the law into their own hands. And she says she's very disappointed with the South African police. She says they are corrupt, allegedly, that, you know, that's her feeling. But we have someone who's saying something about South Africans. Lillian Lily Mandu, she's not very popular right here. But she said, I work with South Africans, or I've worked with South Africans. They are not lazy at all, but avadi kujinyirirwa. Mm-hmm. My foreigners have no option but to work on public holidays and overtime. That's where the problem is, because employers then choose foreigners, mm-hmm. like Zimbabweans, locals, because they yeah. know that they can abuse them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that then we think, or, you know, the Zimbabweans then think South Africans are lazy.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, no, they will just be exercising their rights.
Mm. Okay. So all this reminds me of the late Bob Marley. You know, he penned the song Burning and Looting.
Mm.
So there's a lot of burning and looting in South Africa. Robson Marley is on the line. Robson, kunjani?
Hello.
Ngiyaphila mfowethu. Ifoni yakho ngiyakhilisa. Uyangizwa kuhle?
Ya, ngiyabuzwa.
Ye, uhamba njani lapho khona khonapho mfowethu?
Hayi, mina lapho engikhona la kula lutho.
Ungaphi khonapho?
Wo, mina ngise Randfontein.
Kunjani Randfontein?
Johannesburg.
Aha.
Kodwa kungaphandle kancane kweJohannesburg.
Mm.
Hayi, khona kuthula ukuqali, asazi ngoba lokho kuhamba kuqhubeka zonke indawo lezi.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So kodwa ubona zani aba yeah, abantu baza paper yini? Kumbe kuvele abantu banengibali imali.
Ah, inkinga kakhulu abantu abazalimala yilabo abangani bala ama business. Ngoba into yakho ungani targeta lapho abantu lapho bola ama business khona, ama shop.
Mhm.
Ye, ayikangeni kuzakhamizi straight ezindlini. Isasemashopu nje.
Ye, kodwa wena ubona zani uzasila njani kona ngaba kulanda?
Hayi, mina ikuthi lapho engikhona ngaphandle kwetown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, ngani into le yenzeka phakathi kwamadorobha. Ngoba yikho kulamashopu amaningi edorobheni.
Ye, kuyazwakala kakhulu Mwale. Sibonge kakhulu ungathini kusasa mfowethu.
Ah, nami ngibonge kakhulu du.
Yeah, so according to Robson Mwale, mm-hmm. he's not in the central business district of Johannesburg. So he says the situation is normal there. So Jess Ncube says we've not heard anything from the Zimbabwean government commenting about these xenophobic attacks in South Africa. What is going on? Did you hear anything from the government?
Not. I think a lot of people have actually been calling. I've seen a lot of people sending messages. I saw a lot of Zimbabweans actually sending direct messages on Twitter and Facebook directly to the president, because he has a Facebook page, asking him to comment or at least to release a statement, but nothing so far. But let me read what some people here are saying on VOH on Facebook. More cheeseburger. Actually, the people of South Africa, Vanguvachu, they have apartheid. Shami Sochino team by saying, call me Adonis Jandura, Kutiko Sadak and AU. Say Vakanyarara, she's calling out Sadak and AU, saying they need to step in. More cheeseburger says, hi, call me, I'm in Durban. Fraser, Chick Sans Masquera, say, go, Vatereri, or Neva Shamara TV Studio 7. Disciple Madani, Ravtiko, say, Ivana, US. Nema Western vakanyarara chikonzero ndechekuti hapana muchena arikuitwa attack. Now in comes another, you know, school of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Disciple says, why is the US mom on this thing? Maybe it's because there are no white people being attacked. Richard Soko Sekurangwarta, I lived in South Africa before. They are very lazy people there in South Africa, and she is disputing what one of our ladies here was saying, Lillian was saying earlier on. But if you have a caller, you can go ahead.
Yes, before that, I see that Newsday is actually quoting a Zimbabwean official in South Africa, actually saying that they are worried about the situation in South Africa. So it reads the government is worried about the safety of Zimbabweans in South Africa following threats of fresh xenophobic attacks by some nationals in that country. So it says Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, David Hamaziripi, actually responded to a certain letter that was written by the Transport and Infrastructural Development Permanent Secretary about the situation, and said they are concerned about the situation. So, okay, so Raymond Ndlovu, Osikongani, Baba Raymond, kunjani? Ndlovu, inyaphila Ndlovu, ukubona njani okwenzakala kwele South Africa?
Mna kwela nisa ilabe nga kona hai kutulile.
Yuhu nga apu wangu kona?
Nisa yuwe.
Ye, yuwe, kutule zvizi, akula nito niks?
Hai, ilu kina wabu nilitu.
Kuzwe ni koto?
Hai, nga jiti nga pangare zwa jito, jengu zola jengu zilku na se kipistan.
Kuzwe kutuwa venza ni kona nga?
Ulu tamashopu.
So wena ubona ngani kodwa abantu nqabe sisebenza khona lapho sisebenza saba kangalani nqabe sisebenza
ngibe nalo lwazi kakhulu ukuthi nqabe besaba kangalani kodwa ke ngenxa yokuthi kwelamisayo la engakhona lisakhuli kangakaboni ukuthi abantu bayasaba mina abantu bayahamba entenzini njengenjayo.
So wena kodwa ubona ngani izenophobia le ingamiswa njani njengoba khale ngazani kula bantu bangalithandiyo khona ngapho ke kwele South Africa?
Hayi, kona kona le nto akuyona izenophobia le.
Yini le
ngokubona kwami? Ayibusela nje bukhona.
Ye, kodwa kulabanye abantu babephuma phela bedumeza ama-audio besithi bayahlasela bekhipha abantu emsebenzini bavala amashop benze konke lokho. So akutsho ukuthi kuhlangene la ma-truck drivers babesitsho njalo njalo abanye balinyaziwe baganyulwa so ke ubona kunjalo kuphela.
Ya khona into yakhona ilobusela phakathi ngendlela engiyibona ngakhona mina.
Hayi ke phose lokugcina mfowethu.
Okay, ngiyabonga na.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu. So that is the Raymond Dlovu. He says the novel is a bit quiet.
So yeah, I think I also heard he's also sharing the same view that it may not be xenophobia per se, which some people are saying here, especially on the VOA Shona Facebook page. They are saying it's more like there's more looting and just lawlessness. I mean, people are just taking the law into their own hands and doing whatever they think they want to do. And Natafi Mataga, we don't have a government in Zimbabwe. It's one for himself, for our beloved country. That statement of government being worried is not enough. We need enough, we need action from government. That's Tafi Mataga reacting to what you just said on the South African, the Zimbabwean official in South Africa. Fraser, Nathan, Arukti, very true, Mr. Madanire. If there was any white involved, President Trump, Bangadai, Batuisa, statement, Kari.
Yes. Then there's Kumbuzo Mlalazi. He says, why is America and their sanctions not showing up in South Africa?
That's what it's exactly the same. I think, you know, it's you know, the brainchild of all the people that are writing here. They are saying South Africa America is very mum on this thing.
And then Blessmore as well saying, you know, Blessmore Ngobe, where is SADC, AU, and the EU? These are toothless bulldogs.
Richard Tandy says the same thing. Why is SADC yakanyarara while people are being abused in South Africa? So he's literally echoing what the people there are saying, that there seems to be a bit of quietness on what is going on in South Africa with other big major bodies like SADC, AU, and you know, even the US itself. They, you know, they are saying they're not happy about that.
Then Mandla Gama says, it's time SADC and the AU get serious about solving African political problems, particularly in Zimbabwe. It's time they stop supporting illegitimate governments, because people from failed states flock to South Africa. He says, then this is what is happening right now.
Yeah. Very interesting there, but as we wind down, because we seem to be coming to the end of our program, we still ask you if you would like to identify where you are and what the situation is like. You can just write right here on our Facebook pages to say where you are and what the situation is like, because there may be other Zimbabweans in that same area that may be also on the lookout. Because like the other lady who came on the show, she said that, to, you know, she doesn't even know if she's going to work tomorrow because she, I think she said she works in a house. They haven't started targeting houses yet, but she feels that as the situation escalates, they may start looting houses and things like that. So that's the situation.
And then Pamela Kumaro says, I was supposed to be on the show today, guys, but I can't make it. I'm driving right now. And then we've got Polite Kwakuba Maposa. Would God hear us? Just to make a cool, but of course. Of course, not in the belly, people are very scared and traumatized of what is happening in Johannesburg. I think we've come to the end of our show right now. We thank all the listeners and viewers who actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Till we meet again, I'm saying bye-bye.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuya, and I would also just like to thank those that actually wrote to us. We'd put up a post. I see there's a WhatsApp Chigwaro, who's saying he's in Tembisa. That's one of the hottest places. Tafi Mataga was saying, I mean, the Johannesburg CBD. Please call me, so we'll call you tomorrow. I'm Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye in Washington.